something which was experiencing it at the time, and the only thing that posit as this is a self-knowing.
What is it? 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 What is it?
So this is the reasoning, establishing the existence of a self-knowing direct perceiver.
That nanju ngusu sengeti, ngara zo gom jani. Sine da fatong rutsa ne, ne rimbe rimbe sinu gom ne, kansa ke dami da chuju dami tuzo, mi ke zula tiba nasi, tuju da mandi par ngusu ndu to kengi, ne lo tel nanju ngusu sengeti.
Self-knowing direct perceiver is a mind which is produced in dependence on meditation, having achieve calm abiding and special insight, and cultivated one's object again and again, finally one can generate a consciousness with regard to the selflessness of persons or phenomena, etc., which realizes that in a manner which is not mixed with a meaning generality or sound
generality. Shila sunjeji, tingin zena tene jebe, dame tara kaya ruwa la, sar muluwe, toba dataji, matulu ribasi chagyo arisi.
So then, one definition you can posit for us, for a yogic direct perceiver, is a non-conceptual, non-mistaken, incontrovertible knower with regard to its object, either the coarse or subtle selflessness, which is produced in dependence on its own uncommon dominant position, a union of calm abiding and special insight.
Oh, those it is. Tabena nanju ngusu sengeti tai, yoba te kandisa ha kotogu yarisa na. Nanju ngusu yoba la teni, ene tamji chimbe kobo yoba dugu yarisa.
One can understand the existence of a yogic direct perceiver because in dependence on the existence of a yogic direct perceiver, one can establish or achieve the position of omniscience.
Nanjung also yoga drumatuna, Tanjitimba yoga drutu yamalis.
Oh. By being able to establish the existence of a yogic direct perceiver, one can establish the existence of an omniscient consciousness. If you couldn't establish the existence of a yogic direct perceiver, you couldn't establish the existence of an omniscient consciousness.
Karasana Tanjitimba Kovan came in the Jampimba Yorubas, Jampimba.
Not assert the existence of
omniscience.
They say there's no way to achieve a position of omniscience.
Kaze gyabna yang,
oh, no matter how much you meditate, there's no limitless increase.
용신 말이스. 빼나 총바다 주의 주연한 신이
Oh, it's like jumping, high jumping.
Then hot water, cold water.
Or boiling water.
Then what is it? Then the guy is saying, "Choya telaya, papa chong chong chong." Then be mele mango chong. Then the yongsing maris.
No matter how much you jump, there's sort of a limit to how far, how wide you jump.
Then the chen jumping chigi na thambo.
From when you first start out, you can get better.
That's hard to do. Okay.
But you'll never be able to jump, compared to the other side of the amphitheater.
That's hard to do. That's hard to do.
Similarly, no matter how hot you make water, it won't burn.
That's hard to do. That's hard to do. That's hard to do. Mabuchin, the chair yomalis.
It will maybe all go away, but it won't like turn red and burn.
So that tell a number Sanji between the Gumaris.
The Buddha say that this is not like that.
I'm just like that. Chongba, the chew, train you with it. Damn, me timbers.
This is because jumping and heating water have a basis which is not stable.
The better with an alley, jumping. Komsim biotso chamala mituba maris. Komsim batia biotso chamala tuoguris. Jumping na.
Because with jumping, even if you have familiarized with it, it won't ever become effortless.
Biotso kaman biotso chebatigi shugin rotugiamar kora Every time you jump, you have to again,
like, use strength, exert force. You must again, again, make effort. Similarly, heating water is without a firm basis. Basis is not.
The basis is not. The basis is not. The basis is not. The basis is not. Chidan tha na dhami gombe shira tha titan dhaviya maris. Ten di semji sari il ten maris. Sen di sari singi di tani meba reshing maris.
So it's different in the case of cultivating omniscience because the basis is stable. Ten di semji
sem sari il ten maris.
Mind depends on the basis which is clear and knowing.
Send the city, Kaduya Junsia Yomaris, Stark Temporis.
This will never, this continuum will never be cut off, it's very stable.
Mtir. Ta consent Bizu Jamal and Metuba Maris. Sengi, consent by the Chetan and Namgu Yungaris. Madame Bizu Chebayina, Nukorasu Namgu Yungaris.
And similarly, you don't have this thing of, like with jumping, where even if you familiarize with something, you have to again make effort. It's not that way. In training the mind, having familiarized with something, then you don't again have to make effort. It will come naturally.
What is this? Then, toal pe jana, ne kiji me juata buris. Chinsu jana ba jadu jeta song kangal ndere chig namchun gom thuyo buris.
Just if you apply it to an example of like the trainings, you could have the momentary training where you can realize all 173 aspects in just one moment.
What is this? And thana je rakwa le cha chane.
And if we apply this to a course, for example, you have people who type, and you can see that they have a course who, after a while, can type very, very quickly without looking at what they're typing. This is a sign of...
Mm-hmm.
This is a sign that if you accustomed to something previously, it helps, and then future, you don't again have to make the same kind of effort. Once if you initially practice, then later you become practiced.
So, jumping like a jungle, Tambu began that in the gang, Shirachon to Gamma Zugo Jibuchet in the Jumate Mabareti Chesson and Cora Chuetil Degremando Paramuchoya the Yamaris, Cora Pekio than Jeris, Tam Mabachoya Yamaris, Nagyamaris.
Makes effort and gets a little better, but there's a limit to how good he can get. And has to again and again depend on
him. Then the Tan Jung was going to be about Kandu Square.
So, this reasoning proving the existence of a yogic direct perceiver is the subject a wisdom realizing selflessness in the manner of a meaning generality.
Gomjiji Yalata Majawa Gomnas, Rangi Gomju Twella, Sanan Juru Inti Chibris. Gomjiji Yalata Majawa Gomnas, Kora Gomjiji Yala Jorba, Gondutani, Gijin Paseguya, Tunjin to Druguya, and Jun Seguya, Yundin Druguya, Yabuchia Yorba, Gomjiji Yalata Majawa Gomnas. Rangi Gomji Twelas, Kona Goya Twenda Jorota, Rangi Gomji Twelas.
Can with regard to its object of meditation.
Honda Migi Zula Tebanaji, Twenjita Mandeva Sabu Toya Tela, Sanasigur. Rangi Gomji Twela, Sanan Juro Intiage.
Is suitable to achieve clear appearance with regard to its object of meditation. This being an appearance which is just like seeing a form. So this is the predicate that it is suitable to achieve this clear appearance. So the reason which is given for this is that its basis is stable.
Kumsi, Beso, Jermala, Mitu Besta, G. Kumsin Sarina, Yanjo, Beso, Jaguar, Meki, Kumsin Beso, Jermala, Mitu Bes.
And because it does not have to be depend on renewed effort with regard to that which it has already cultivated, or with which it has is familiar.
Sanji Yunting in Bes.
Because it is a mental quality which has these two attributes of a stable basis and not needing to depend on renewed effort.
Well, that is it. So that till at any time, Nanjongo so do your stand, Nanjongo so trusana, Nanjongo so comba, Tarchimalatene, Tanjitima Kumoto, you have to do to yours.
So this is what establishes the existence of a yogic direct receiver and the Tamadi Yangishana.
Tamu Nanjongo so do, Nanjongo so tini, Yanayando Kumbalatene.
So, and then one is able to establish that you can, in dependence on cultivating, once you've achieved this yogic direct receiver, in dependence on cultivating it again and again, and familiarizing with it, one can achieve an exalted knower of all aspects, an omniscient consciousness. So in order to sort of settle an omniscient consciousness, you have to initially understand the yogic direct perceiver.
What it is. 대인자 당고소는 어다 옹옹고소 영영고소 라딩고소 난종고소선 이지도가 도스지레스.
So these are the four divisions of direct perceivers. Sense direct perceivers, mental direct perceivers, self-knowing direct perceivers, and yogic direct perceivers.
도스지. 당고소는 지치 당고소는 지다니 요 지출라 가시가르스베나 저 공부진정고소 세야도
There are various ways you can divide up direct perceivers and talk about them, such as a direct perceiver which has a familiar object or to which the ability to perform a function appears, but the differences between these are not great. The most important of these to understand is a yogic direct perceiver. So if inferential cognizers are divided, there are three inferential cognizers by the power of the fact, inferential cognizer through renown, and inferential cognizer through belief.
What it is. Ta mudo jiba tsama sadi. Rangi, Jajar Chubi, Jungzi Kojula, Sardu Melevi, Shiri Tela, Tene, Mudo Jibasidoris.
An inferential cognizer through the power of the fact is a new incontrovertible, a discerning knower which is incontrovertible with regard to its object of comprehension, a slightly hidden phenomenon.
Rangi Jaja, Drajon Tapala, Sardu Melevi, Shiri Tela,
The definition of an inference through renown is a discerning knower which is new and incontrovertible with regard to its object of comprehension, a terminological suitability. An inference through belief is a discerning knower which is new and incontrovertible with regard to its object of comprehension, a very hidden phenomenon. So these three are generated in dependence upon the sign which is their basis, a sign by the power of the fact, a sign of renown, or a sign of belief. So this will come up next Monday in the presentation of the three kinds of signs within the three modes.
If Bodhidharma in general is saying don't confuse the words with the meaning, okay, then it's true of Sautrantika, and he isn't saying anything more profound than is being said in Sautrantika, okay? But probably, or perhaps what he was saying comes right from this, that if you said emptiness was something that was found, by this valid cognizer, then it would have to ultimately exist. But that's not the Gelugpa position. However, one could easily think that when you realize emptiness, you should be thinking, this is emptiness, right? And therefore, the Dalai Lama, in his Key to the Middle Way, says that at that time, all that's appearing.